That was oddly arousing.
I had to get my second gallon and
you still really doing can. It. That's good.
Here's the thing. I think I've gained weight drinking so much water.
It'll happen at first.
Yeah. I mean, I've always drank a lot of water, like, since...
Yeah.
I did not drink water until college. And my friend's like, how do I put this? You should drink water because it is literally your lifeblood. I mean, well, you have blood, which is your lifeblood, but, like, water is, like, your secondary lifeblood.
When I was weighing myself every day, I would notice that on the days I was dehydrated or, like, I didn't drink a lot of water before, or I drank a lot the night before of, like, beer and stuff.
Yeah.
The next morning is when I would weigh the least.
Oh, because you're dehydrated?
Mm-hmm.
That's so true.
But having that water in there is good. It just confuses your scale.
Yeah, I can't use scales because I'm too fat for them.
You have to go to those weighing stations on the side of the highway.
No, I go to the like the gym always has like the nice digital ones.
Yeah.
I always got to use it at the gym.
Man, on my way up, I went to the doctor one time, I remember, because I had like something wrong with my throat.
Yeah.
And I go in and
too much dick.
And I stepped on the scale and like it was one of those digital ones and it flashed that number like in big red letters and I was like, what the heck? That's just annoying and rude. It was like, you're fat. Please, one at a time.
Okay, should we just dive right into this?
Let's dive right on into this.
All right, welcome to the Dad Podcast. This is your boy Chad Hoy.
This is Cameron Weaver.
So, can we get into the emails right away? Because we got a very good hate mail.
Yes, they told us that they sent it, but I haven't read it yet, so I'm excited. But first, I want to apologize for the low energy of last week. We're back, baby boys and girls, and we're not going to mention Donald Trump one time.
After this.
So go ahead.
So I want to preface this. I'm going to say every curse word, and there's a lot.
And these are special curse words, I'm assuming.
They're Aussies. And as we know, Aussies are just vile people.
In the best ways, though.
And now I feel... I need to publicly apologize because I did say they're from Wales. But here's the thing. They're from, like, the state or province or however you define it in Australia. Our boys, Wax on Wax Lyrical, our baby boys over there in Australia.
Baby boys.
On their page, it said, on their Twitter page, it says New South Wales.
Uh-huh.
So my bad for not knowing my Australian geography. I did not know that was a province in Australia.
I would also like to shout them out before we read their hate mail to us, because they played one of my Staircase Wit songs on their previous episode of Wax on Wax Lyrical. Thanks, baby boys. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, played it at the end.
Yeah.
So I could listen to their whole shitty podcast and then hear my baby boy Cam at the end there.
But you'll want to. Or maybe
I'm just kidding.
I haven't read the hate mail yet.
Here's the thing. I really do like their podcast. I feel bad they think I don't listen to it because I listen to it.
Yeah.
I just don't like comment on it. I just quietly. I'm a quiet listener.
Yeah. Most of our audience.
Yeah, like.
All 20 of you who don't send us mother hugging emails, I'm going to find you. Unless they all got deleted. Sorry, I said no politics. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read this.
All right, I'm ready.
It is absolutely vile. Okay, it's funny, but there's a lot of bad curses. All
right.
Okay, so sorry, Mom. I know you don't listen, but just sorry. Just need to put it out there.
I'm not sorry because I'm not reading it.
Yeah, okay, so This is from Owen. And I do not know how to say his last name, even though I've heard him say it. Geohagen? I have no idea.
It sounds like an angry German word.
Geohagen! All right.
Gesundheit.
I'm doing this.
All right.
Hey, Dad Podcast. That's awesome. Right then. You cunts wanted hate mail. You fucking got it. Coming out strong. First of all, Chad, you're lucky to even get a date, and then you badmouth her on your shitty-ass podcast. Then you have the audacity to block her on social media. Okay, footnote. I unblocked her. I only blocked her so that she wouldn't be following the Dad Podcast. Okay, you, sir, deserve to be single for the rest of your days. Don't even think about being a crazy cat lady. Don't you dare put your burden you call your life on any kind of animal. They deserve better than you, you piece of shit. And learn the difference between Welsh and Australian accents, you dirty seppo. In parentheses, seppo, short for septic tank, which is slang for yank. A.K.A. I guess we're just complete shit to them in Australia. Cameron, don't think that you'll get off lighter than him. You sit there on your high horse thinking you're a soft cock rock star. Staircase wit. Fuckhole, I'll throw you down those fucking stairs. I want my $1.69 back too. You had one good episode out of 13, and that's because you had a guest star. That's not a good strike rate. I'd rather have Jordan take over Dad Podcast alone. Fuck you two clowns off. I don't even know why I listen to you two. You don't have dad bots. You cunts are just fat. That one hurt the most. That one absolutely hurt the most.
he's tearing down our whole brand.
Oh, and he's right. That's the worst part.
I know. It hurts because it's true.
Boys, I hope that's hate mail enough for you both. I really enjoy the show. Oh, God. No. Owen, I don't even want to read this. No, you want hate mail. Don't change a thing and keep it up. Chad, more date stories, please. Cam, we're going to promote the rest of your songs over the next four eps of Wax on Wax Lyrical. Thanks heaps, Dad Bods. Hugs and kisses, baby boys.
Wow. Well done.
That's our hate mail.
I loved it.
If anything, I'm really glad that our podcast gave us two Australian friends.
Yes. Gosh, I love Australia.
Is this networking? Is that what this is?
I don't know, man.
Also, it's really funny. It's funny to me that, like, you're big in Australia.
I mean, big as in bigger in there than here.
Well, you get a lot of listens there. And, of course, they, like, dig the music and play it on their podcast. Man, it's just so...
I appreciate it.
I think, like, shitty pop rock is, like, a thing there or something.
Yeah. I am shitty pop rock.
Okay, I'm really sorry. You know I like your music. We don't have to get it.
I know. You gave me raving reviews on the EP, and I appreciate that.
I did, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. No, I loved the EP, man.
Well, thank you. And thanks to the baby boys over under,
there we go.
That hate mail.
Yeah, thank you. Somebody finally sent us an email. We've been pretty dry the past 3 weeks. So that was very kind, very nice.
Oh my gosh, there's a Growlithe in the house. Miranda just texted me. I gotta catch it.
Are you jucking folking me?
I still play Pokemon Go.
Are we gonna pause the episode for this?
Not at all, man. I can do this. I can multitask. I'm a gosh darn ding dong Pokemon master.
Don't you have to walk and find him a little?
Nah, man. He's in the house, dude.
That just means he's in your house.
No, Miranda is catching him as we speak, so that means it's popping up on my found it.
Do you all play? You all still play that?
Yeah, we do.
There he is.
Hey, baby boy, I'm gonna catch ya.
I see you not using the real cam. I see you.
What do you mean? Oh yeah, the AR. It makes me sick sometimes.
It also makes you, like, miss a lot.
Yeah, because it's, like, shaky as hell. And I don't want to put Growlithe in this room. There's already a dog in here.
True.
Speaking of dogs.
Oh, no.
Chad? My dog, Mika. You may have heard of her.
Yeah, maybe once or twice.
She's a German Shepherd, Blue Heeler mix.
Yes.
I love her so much. She's a great dog.
Does she have cancer?
No, she doesn't have cancer. Oh my gosh, why would you say that?
Well, you weren't saying anything. I'm knocking on all the wood
I can right now.
You weren't talking like you were happy about anything. I was really worried.
I'm not happy because something bad happened. But it's okay. Spoiler alert. It ends up being a little okay.
Did she eat your miniature Star Wars things?
No, thank goodness. But I spent more money today than on those miniatures. On Saturday evening at approximately 6:35 p.m., Mika went into our bathroom, dug around in the trash can.
Oh, no.
And ate a used tampon.
Tampon! Oh, oh no.
Which, yeah. Yeah. This isn't the first time she's gone after them, but this is the first time she had an entire one go down her throat and into her stomach.
So did she just go in there, lock herself in the bathroom, and was like, oh, baby.
Pretty much.
It's time for some mean cuisine. I'm about to get them tampons, baby.
Mean cuisine.
Oh.
Remember last week when I talked? Mean poonzine. We did it. We used poon already. This episode is 1,000 times better than the last episode already. Oh my gosh. Mean poonzine. Yeah. Remember last week when I explained that Lori Newhouse put ketchup on my vanilla ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that.
Just gross.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Tampon. Same colors, like... too. And probably consistency. Anyway.
Here's the thing. I'm generally not a squeamish person.
Yeah.
But something about tampons is just very, very unsettling for me.
Just wait, baby boy. It gets worse. Christ. So, she eats a used tampon out of the trash on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
Sunday, she acts a little lethargic. But she eats. She eats her breakfast. She eats her dinner. Yesterday,
okay.
Sleeps all day. Does not eat. Refuses food. Doesn't want to eat it. Last night, she starts vomiting a lot. And in her vomit, this is really gross, everybody. There's no food, so it's all like stomach bile and water. And there are little black flecks of clotted blood in her vomit, which wasn't her own blood.
I'm done. I'm done with that.
So, moving on. So,
please stop.
So, I let her go outside and she throws up some more. I bring her back in. I'm like, baby, what happening? And then I go, oh crap, she ate that tampon.
Yeah.
So, she drinks some water and immediately throws that up again. And I'm like, oh, boy, this isn't good.
Yeah, it's bad.
So it was late at this point. There was no vets open. I put her to bed. I wake up this morning, and she had thrown up in her crate overnight just a little bit. No blood in it this time, though.
Good.
So I take out her blanket and her towels, and I put them in the washer. Okay.
Yeah. Good.
So I call a vet down here in Nashville. Well, first... I call the vet in Sweetser, Indiana, just to get an opinion that I trust right away, because that's where I used to take her. And my friend Chelsea Reynolds, that's not her last name anymore, she got married, but we went to school together, shout out to Chelsea one time. She answers the phone because she works there at Pipe Creek, and she's like, yeah, you need to take her in somewhere. So I call a vet. I drive over there. And the vet does x-rays on my baby dog. And I get some anti-nausea medicine, some bland, wet food. Because on the x-ray, there's a little white spot in her stomach. And they think that's some of the tampon. But luckily, it didn't go into her intestine, because if it does that, there are chances that the string can wrap around her intestines and she would need emergency immediate surgery.
Wow.
Yeah. So they're like, just wait it out, see if she passes it. So I bring her home. I give her the medicine and she eats and she's like, fine. She feels fine. She's fetching. She's eating. She's doing really good right now. I walk past her crate after I put the dried blankets and towels back in, and something falls out onto the floor, and I pick it up, and I'm holding it betwixt my fingers.
And you realize...
And I go, this is a tampon. I'm holding a tampon in my hand.
Used.
Used, eaten, thrown up, washed, and dried.
Tampon.
No, not even hers. It was a house guest we had over the weekend.
That's so much... Honestly, that might be better.
I think so. Because
still gross. But
I'm holding it in my hands. Marginally
better.
Yeah. I'm holding it in my hands. And it dawns on me that I'm holding a used, swallowed, puked, washed, dried tampon in my hand.
Oh, and you... Yeah.
And I almost... I almost throw up. But then... I realize... Thank the Lord in heaven that she threw up most of it overnight. That means what was on the x-ray is just a little bit of, like, cotton. The string was in my hand, so there's no good chance of that getting wrapped around her intestine, pretty much. So she just has to pass good a little bit of cotton, and we'll be in the clear. So I just have to look at her poop. $300! $300! But I am elated. I am so happy.
Wait.
That she is okay.
Speaking of insane medical bills, my roommate John, I mentioned him in the last podcast, if anybody listened.
Yes, we
cannot believe that anyone did, but maybe they did. And,
oh, baby boy.
Excuse me. John got a bill today. Today's Tuesday, the day after we recorded our podcast. Or the day after we released the last podcast.
Yeah.
John got a letter in the mail today from poison ivy shots that he got in June. And they're saying that it's due in 12 days.
12 days.
So he got poison ivy shots 6 months ago. And he just got... Where's burpy little baby boys tonight?
Oh, burp the babies.
Somebody patting our back. Somebody's patting our back tonight.
I don't know why that tickled me so much. I think it's us patting ourselves on the back.
No one's tickling you. They're patting you.
Patton Oswalt.
Moving on. That shitty joke.
He listens.
So John gets in the mail today, 5 months later, yes. And they're saying, in 12 days, you got to pay us $300. And he's like, oh, I got shots. I got these shots in June.
What is that?
It's Obamacare. That's what that shit is. Let's talk about politics.
No.
Mostly kidding. But like, I was like, you know what? This is why I do not want healthcare to be part of the government, because this garbage happens. But yeah, so, and two poison ivy shots were $300. That's where I'm more upset about.
Yeah, look at it this way, everyone be like listening.
$50.
That's the same amount as doggy x-rays.
Yeah, and human x-rays are like much more.
Yeah,
but you know, we don't have to get into it that much. Anyway, so yeah, we've both experienced. I mean, me. Secondhand, thank God. But we've all experienced a little bit of some medical trauma today.
Oh man, yeah, it was. I've never been so stressed out and scared in my life, man. That's why I'm not having kids.
Consider yourself blessed, because hopefully your kids don't eat fucking used tampons.
I'm not having kids; they'll never have the chance. Because my fucking kids probably would.
I could have made like a weird, like, yeah, sexual, like, fetish joke about you, but I just didn't.
I'm glad you didn't.
Just be like, the take after Papa, huh? But nope.
Yeah, but that's just gross.
That's
crossing the line.
It's like a natural bodily thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying dogging to shame on it.
You said I'm not dogging.
Unintentional. Pun intentional.
I'm not trying to, like, shame women for, like, their natural body functions, bodily functions. Boy. It's just, to me, it's, like, the one thing I just don't want to know about it.
Like, if you're
if you're bleeding this week, that's chill. But, like, don't talk about it to me. You can talk about it to other people, to just not me.
I don't care if they talk about it. I just don't want my dog to eat it.
It's just that when they talk about it, I get all these visuals, and it's just gross.
Yeah, that thing's only for sex.
No, I get...
I'm just kidding. I know you don't think that.
I just get, like, gross visuals of, like, bloody red little cotton things, and it's just gross to
me.
If
blood came out of my dick, I would tell everybody.
Well, you should at least tell a doctor if that happens. Yeah, because that is a severe medical anomaly. That is something's wrong.
That's true.
Something's very wrong. Or you got a kidney stone, one or the other.
Oh, man. Well, that's something still super something wrong.
Well, but either something super wrong or you just got a kidney stone.
Yeah.
Just have a little bassin.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of kidney stones.
What?
No, I don't have any.
Oh, gosh.
Thank Christ I've never had a kidney stone.
Knock on some wood, boy.
Like,
Excuse me, that's three.
My penis isn't big enough to pass a stone through it.
Oh, my God.
I have to get surgery. That's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
But one of my coworkers' husbands today, she was at the hospital with her husband because he had to get surgery for kidney stones.
Oh, that makes my gooch giggle.
What?
You don't get that?
It makes my gooch giggle?
Yeah, it makes my taint tickle. Got a tingly taint.
Taint is the worst word you could use. It's worse than poon.
It is bad. You know when, like, someone talks about something, like, painful and you get that little feeling underneath? Ugh.
Doesn't Dane Cook have a joke about, like, the word taint?
Probably. Wow, did Dane Cook really come back up?
Yeah, dude.
Wow, everything's connected. We're all a computer simulation. We're all gonna die. When the makers decide it.
I mean, you're not... Well, I mean,
how else would Trump win? Sorry, no politics.
That's fair. All right, do we got some content today or what?
We freaking do. I want you to tell the story about John.
Oh!
Speaking of John.
I can't believe I forgot to talk about it.
I can't believe you forgot either. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Hold on. Can I bring up one thing real quick? It's real short.
Yeah, do it.
There's a video going around Facebook.
Is it about your penis?
No.
This is real short. I'm sorry.
It's like half a vine.
Okay.
3 seconds long and always disappointing.
Oh, no one's going to get that joke in, like, 3 years.
I know. They call my dick Vine because it's suffering major failures.
Oh. Call my dick Vine because it's non-existent.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. That's true.
There's a
video. Go on. Yeah.
There's a video going around Facebook of Hillary Duff on the Disney Channel. And you know how all those Disney Channel stars would be like, "Hi, this is Miley Cyrus from Hannah Montana, and you're watching Disney Channel." And she would, like, draw Mickey Mouse ears, and that's something I wanted to do my entire life.
Yeah, me too. I understand. Well,
there's a video now of Hillary Duff doing that, but it's not the little promo. It's the actual recording of it. So there's no sound. There's no visual effects. She's holding a green baton, and you can hear... Sorry about that. You can hear the director going, "All right, now say it again, but this time include Cadet Kelly," and then, like, smile real big, like you're real proud. And then she looks miserable as hell. So I'm going to play this for you, Chad, and then I'm going to let the audience hear it.
"Hey, I'm Hillary Duff from Lizzie McGuire, and you're watching Disney Channel."
"Good job. I'm Hillary Duff from Lizzie McGuire and Cadet Kelly, and you're watching Disney Channel."
"Okay. Hey, I'm Hillary Duff from Lizzie McGuire and Cadet Kelly, and you're watching Disney Channel."
Oh my gosh, it's like a... Oh, man. That's a horrible... So
also, I have a huge boner right now.
15-year-old Hillary Duff really gets...
I'm still in love with that girl, man. I don't know what it is. It's like her facial structure is perfect. Some of those cheekbones, man, just get me.
You're not wrong. We watched the Lizzie McGuire movie over the weekend because it's on Netflix.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get pissed off at Gordo?
The whole time.
I always do. Every time. I can't watch it anymore. And Paolo. F. Paolo. But he gets it in the end, so that's what's nice about it.
Yeah. Justice was served.
All right. Let me tell a story, huh?
Let's do it. Story time with Chad. New music.
Oh, man.
Right?
Yeah, it's good.
I don't even know what it is yet.
Oh, cool. Okay, so this weekend, and I'm sure he'll be okay with this. Honestly, I think he'll probably hear me right now because he's downstairs doing homework. So we'll see. If he barges up here, we'll see if he's okay with it or not. So this weekend, we went to my friend's house show, and a lot of people don't know what a house show is because I told a story today, and, like, my friend was like, "What is a house show?" So it's just, like, a very intimate little concert with, like, 20, 25 people at a house, and everybody's mostly, like, drinking beers and stuff.
They're fun.
It can be fun. It can be a little pretentious, but we don't have to get into it. We go to this house show, we all drink a little, and we're like, "Let's go out. Let's go downtown." And we're like, tight. So we go downtown Indy, we go to the Tin Roof, which is this bar that's pretty cool with live music. I don't know, there's this thing my roommates have that's called, like, alcoholism.
Heard of it?
And if you haven't heard of alcoholism, it involves a lot of, like, binge drinking, mm-hmm, right?
Mm-hmm. Bad decisions.
Yeah. Well, drinking brings bad decisions, but, like, binge drinking brings, like, blacking out.
True.
And, like, getting very, very drunk.
Yeah.
So. So, like, per usual, you know, like, John got, like, pretty drunk, and which is fine. Like, it's usually fine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, comes home, Uber's home, goes to bed, it's good. But there's this girl, Nicole, who's, like, a mutual friend of ours, and he was hanging out with her a lot that night. Not in, like, a weird way. Like, he has a girlfriend. But she's, like, out with us at the bars. I think we ran into them. I don't even know how she got there. But she's just, like the worst person in the world, I think. And she's not. I don't know. She's... Well, she is. Okay, and we've tried to piece all this together because John doesn't remember anything. And so far, what we figured out is, I guess he and Nicole came back to the house, and then for some reason, he left. They left. And John, so at first we thought John was two houses down, and he was trying to, like, get into our house through the window.
Oh, boy.
Because that's a thing. Because that's the thing we do at our house, because no one ever has a fucking house key. So we have this window up front that's always unlocked, and anybody can get in it, even people who maybe want to steal our stuff. Mm-hmm. But whatever. So, we assume that's what he was doing. Apparently he wasn't. We don't know why he did it, but he went to the neighbor's house, and he broke in their, like, basement screen.
Oh my god!
Like, he got in their basement, I guess.
Of his, this is a stranger's house.
Yeah, it's our neighbor, two houses down, but also they're strangers because this isn't 1950. No one knows their neighbors, and like, so I guess the lady came down and somehow like put it together that these are just two drunk kids, and was like, "This is weird." But she had, like, a knife and was like, you need to get out of here. Because yeah. And, but she called the cops. And so the cops come. And the last thing this is why I say Nicole is the worst person in the whole world. The last thing Nicole told us that she remembers is she was like, all I heard was, like, John was kind of, like, begging the cops not to arrest him. But he got arrested. And while John's getting arrested, Nicole Ubers home.
Oh.
And leaves him.
My gosh.
In the morning, after John has been in jail for like 8 hours. Probably sleeping, but still. She texts Zach's friend, who's a girl, who was at the house in the morning. And says, and Zach's my other roommate. He and John are twins, just for anybody who doesn't know. And so, like, she texts Zach's girl, Sierra, and is like, hey, you might want to check on John. I'm not sure where he is or something. Like she didn't tell. She knew where he was.
Yeah.
She didn't tell us.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean? It's because she, like, I don't know. I think she was trying to, like, avoid blame. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Yeah, so, like, so Zach goes and tries to, like, get John out, and they're like, no, he needs to be here for 16 hours processing. And we're like, okay, cool. So, like, I'm going to something that evening. I don't remember what. It was, like, a concert or something. I don't remember what I did. I'm just remembering events. Like, I don't know what I did on Saturday. Oh, I went to a Pacers game. So I go to the Pacers game. And, like, Zach's working on trying to, like, bail John out. And,
jeez.
And he gets there, and the guy's like, nope, still not going to happen. And so Zach's like, okay, well, when? And he's like, come back later tonight. Zach goes back at, like, midnight to bail John out. And the guy's like, I'm about to take lunch. And Zach's like, you can't process this bail real quick?
What the heck?
And the guy's just like, nope, and takes an hour lunch. And so I'm out at the bars after the game. I meet Zach. I forget where I parked my car. Zach takes me to my car. We drive around for 20 minutes looking for it. And then Zach goes to bail out John, and I drive home, and I pick up beers and pizzas so that we can feast when John gets home. Because all he's had in jail is 3 bologna sandwiches all
free
day.
Free John.
And so Zach gets back. It's like 1:30, and he's like, they still did not let John out. Like, oh, my God. What do we do? And so naturally, we made the pizza, and we drank the beer without John.
Still, and then let Zach him out?
And then Zach went and picked up John at like 5 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
He's in jail for like a full 27 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just a complete mishandling of the situation by, like,
everyone involved.
Yeah. By, like, the, police station. And I mean, obviously, yeah, it's like, it's his fault for, you know, breaking and entering, whatever. But like, you know what I mean? Like, it's still just ridiculous. So like, so that's what happened.
But when is his rap album coming out?
I think sometime in the near future.
That's cool. Cause that's what you do when you go to jail here. You write a sick rap album.
I asked him what life was like in the clink, and he was like,
"You can't say that word."
Clink?
Oh.
Oh, come on.
Just kidding.
And he said there was a guy with a, maybe, I don't remember if I'm misremembering this, but he said there's a guy with a Nazi symbol tattooed on his stomach.
No like, way. Real big.
And the guy was shirtless all night. Like, he took off his shirt in jail and was, like, barking. Not, like, yelling. Like
literally barking like a dog.
Except white and racist.
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of the anti-Rick Ross, if you will. But still fat and still barks.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a nightmare.
He was like, I mean, it wasn't too bad. Like, I got 3 bologna sandwiches. Every meal was a bologna sandwich.
I don't like bologna, though.
What? That's bologna.
We'll be right back after these messages.
But really, though, I mean, I love bologna. It's super good for you, and no one really knows what it's made of, but it's pretty delicious, in my opinion. I mean, I just actually bought bologna tonight at the grocery, because I just was like, I just want some bologna sandwiches for lunch the next couple weeks. Or actually, like, this week.
You should have made him that when he got home.
You want a bologna sandwich?
Hey, can you actually hear this? No.
Actually, yeah, because it'll probably be better than in the jail.
Can you hear this noise?
Yeah. Oh, your eye? Oh, stop.
It's my eye. It's all itchy. Oh, man. That's good, man. This has been...
Yeah.
This has been fun.
So that's what happened. I mean, that was my weekend.
So, I texted you yesterday, and I said...
Oh, you're going to read these?
We're going to read you a text message thread we had because that's kind of the content we're going for.
It was perfect. It was some good riffs.
It's real meta because, well, you'll see. So I texted Chad yesterday in the morning and I said, Wax On played a Staircase Wit song on their podcast. They are such nice baby boys. And Chad goes, ha 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 ha, what the fuck? That's awesome. And I go, right? I love them. And you go, they're the sweetest sheep fuckers in the world. And I said, that should be their tagline. And then you go, apparently there's a thing about the Welsh fucking sheep. That's why I said that.
And they're not even Welsh. They're Australian. Oh.
Full circle. So I go, just finished editing the podcast. It wasn't bad. And you go, really? And I'm like, I'm ready to record another one. And you go, this is still to what I said previously. You go, that's a buy surprise. Big. Big, not buy. And I go, buy surprise is my favorite sex position. Like, B.I. And you go, hot damn it. I tried to fix it before you made some shitty jokery. Because it's in all... it's in all caps. And I go, that joke was great. And then you said, a bi surprise is what happens when your girlfriend wants to do a threesome with another girl and then spends the entire night pegging the girl while you watch. To which I replied, that sounds like something that would happen to me. And you go, oh man, I'm crying right now. And I said, see, this would have been brilliant podcast material. And you go, we can fabricate this conversation. Actually, never mind. We can just read it. Because it's V good. And I said, LOL, yes, let's just read it. And here we are.
I thought I called you a cuck at some point.
Not in this thread.
Oh. Well, like, when... So I was thinking of... I imagined... Like, I think I called you a cuck at a different time, actually. But I thought in that conversation, I said, that would make sense because you're such a cuck.
Yeah.
But,
oh, man. But
still, that is oh, by surprise. That is perfect.
That's really good.
I mean, we're just, like, what we're doing right now is we're critiquing our own jokes. But still.
We're patting ourselves on the back.
Yeah. I just got burped, baby boy.
That's four.
Are you counting the burps?
Yeah.
Is that a thing you've always done that I just have never caught on?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I've listened to our podcast.
Yeah. It's in
and
there.
And I still did it.
My brother, the Whew. Other day, I was singing High School Musical songs.
I'm already laughing. Because you told me this.
I was singing that soaring, flying bullcrap. Because that song is fire.
Okay, thank you. I was about to say that's a very good song. Don't you dare.
And Austin goes, are you singing High School Musical? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oh, man. Vanessa Hudgens was probably my first jerk off. And I go, you know what? That's fair. She was probably mine. And then I was like, but I was 2 years younger than you.
Cam, who was your first jerk off?
I really think Fergie.
No.
In the Fergalicious video.
Can I?
Oh, no. Hold on. It was the London Bridges video.
You're joking.
Oh, man. Why are we talking about this?
She was hot. We need to get it out there.
Because Austin got it out there. Every time you come around my London Bridge, wanna go boing.
Cameron.
That song is horribly offensive to the people of Wales.
Oh my god.
Anyway, okay, what was yours?
Yeah. Do you know the song Freak Leak by Petey Pablo? Do you?
I do. I'm aware of the song. I've heard
you
of it.
You know it?
Yes.
That's perfect. Okay, so the video.
Uh-huh.
Okay, one, the song is very sexual.
Yeah.
Literally, like the hook is like freak a leak, and there's a girl that's like, how you like it, daddy? How you like it, daddy? From the front! How you like it, daddy? From the back! How you like it? Can you break it down like that? Like, that's literally how it goes, right?
Yeah.
And he talks about, like, doing them from the back, facing the pillow, shit like that, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
There's this one... I am unashamed. This one... Look up this video right now.
I am, actually. That's what I'm doing in the other tab.
You should, because you know what?
You might have to. Am I going to want to bust a nut right here?
Yeah, you might have to.
I might have to bust a nut.
There's a very beautiful light-skinned black woman in a light blue bikini that is dancing in this video, and I still think about her sometimes. Not in the act, but I just mean, like, sometimes I'm like, damn, that girl is fire. Like, still. But it's been, like, how old am I, 24? I was, like 11.
Yeah.
I was 11 when Anyway, so... Like, when I discovered that I could do that, I was 11 years old, which is, I think, I don't know if that's early or late. I think it's early, but...
I feel like it's early. Oh boy, hold on. There's Keisha. Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. No. She's banging.
Can you understand? Can you understand?
We can never put this podcast up now because we don't have the rights to that. Oh my gosh. She is very attractive.
Right?
Oh boy. She's probably 40 now.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
No, I was just about to say that. It's like 12, it's like 13 years old. Mm-hmm. That woman probably has children. I mean, probably like, she's probably doing all right, but like.
Yeah.
Let me look. I got to look this up now.
No, we listen to that song on our way downtown sometimes.
No, you do not.
Yeah, we do. Miranda loves that kind of music.
No, it's just so funny.
I know. No, I know that song. Real well.
How do I try?
Not as well as
I'll
you.
Just scrub through the video.
Yeah, it's like at 2 minutes or something. Well, when she really starts shaking that thing.
Oh, there she is.
Hey.
Oh. This is bringing back memories.
Oh boy, you want me to leave?
No.
You can do it while I'm here.
Oh my god. That's too much.
I just meant you were able. I didn't want to see it. I'm sorry. I crossed the line here.
Yeah, you're right. You didn't. It's your fault.
Oh, my gosh. Why'd you turn your camera off?
I'm looking at that video.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I guess that's fair. I threw Austin under the bus.
I had to check it out for myself. I forgot. It's been like at least a month since I've watched that video.
It's been at least an hour.
It's been at least, like, since before we started the podcast, like, what, 50 minutes?
Freak-a-lick. Yeah, that's a good one, man. Petey Pablo had that song with Sierra. Goodies.
Ooh, goodies.
That's a good one.
That's a good song, too.
Man, yeah. Like, music, I realized, was sexual. Like, real sexual. When I was 13, I was like, oh. Or 15. No, 13. Like, Pussycat Dolls had that Buttons song. I remember being in California and, like,
ooh,
we had, like, a music video channel on, and, like, it would just play the same 20 videos over and over again. So, like, every 40 minutes, that one would come back on. I'd be like, I love this video, and I don't know why I love this video. And then I figured it out.
Because
Snoop Dogg was in it. Oh.
Uh-oh. Wait. That was so weird.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The best thing, this is how my mind works, because what I'm about to say has nothing to do with anything except through a very complicated series of events. I was thinking of the Pussycat Dolls video for Buttons, and then I remembered Snoop Dogg was in it, and then I was like, Snoop Dogg's hilarious. And then I was like, Snoop Dogg was on that Lil Dicky song, and it was funny. And then I go, wait a minute, Snoop Dogg narrated that one video about the otters and the crocodile or whatever. And then I was like, nature. And then I was like, the Nat Geo for Earth 2 or whatever. There is a video.
Yeah.
Of a little lizard boy running away from a snake.
Yeah.
But.
No, not just a snake.
Not just a snake. Many, many, many snakes.
Several.
There were at least two.
Several sneaky little snakes.
Little sneaky snakes. Had to be at least seven. Eight. No, but there were tons of them. And the way it was shot, it was like a movie. Like
I thought it was CGI.
I know. It looks like all the camera angles.
Fake.
Yeah. It's crazy. You guys have to look it up. Just literally type in lizard runs away from snakes. It'll pop up if you haven't already seen it. But it's one of the craziest things I've ever seen, and I was cheering. And I saw this on the night of the election, and I was like, this is how much of a distraction I needed, because I am literally screaming in my house for this reptile to escape these snakes. And it was so exciting and heart-pounding and heartwarming.
Look, does this look like someone else is grabbing my head?
You look like the lead singer of Green Day. And it does look like someone else is grabbing your head. What a good question.
Let go of me.
For those of you listening at home, look at this.
I knew it's kind of... for those of you at home, so we like FaceTime for this.
Yeah.
And I cut, and I had my hand on top of my forehead. But I had my arm cut off, so you couldn't tell it was my arm.
It was real spoopy.
Yeah. Sorry for interrupting that story.
No, it's okay. I was done with it.
Oh, okay. Well. And
so we've done... Do you have anything else? I think that's what we came here to talk about.
I don't.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of The Dad Podcast, episode 12. My name is Cameron Weaver.
And this is your boy, Chad Hoy.
And you can email us your hate mail, because we love it so much. Any questions, concerns, prayer requests.
We do.
Weather reports.
Don't send prayer requests.
Community calendars. You could send all of that personal to us. Email.
Oh, I was going to say, send prayer requests to my personal email.
Yeah. Send us your Christmas lists.
Ooh, no, I won't buy you anything. I just want to know what you want. I just want
to know what you want, yeah. Send us your best recipe for snickerdoodles.
Give me your best recipe. Give me your tips on cooking turducken.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're about to do a Friendsgiving this coming Tuesday, because Thanksgiving is Thursday, next Thursday? Girl, okay, wait, whack. One real quick aside.
Uh-huh.
I was at the gym today, and it was so crowded. And this old guy, the gym's super crowded, and this old guy's just like, everybody's just trying to get ready for Thanksgiving, just trying to get it right, get it tight. And I was like, who are you? That's what he said, verbatim.
That's amazing. Get it right, get it tight.
So, yeah, everybody's just trying to get it right, get it tight for Thanksgiving. I was like, damn, you're right, though. You're right. That's why I'm here.
You need to hang out with him. He's your spiritual guide.
He gets me. I wonder if he watched Freak League video.
I wonder if that was his first jerk off.
He was probably like 60 when that came out.
So. I know. He's like, what have I been doing with my life?
These hands do more than just build stuff. I didn't know they could also sexually pleasure me.
I had the
key. It's incredible.
I had the key to temporary happiness the whole time.
It was attached to my wrist. God damn, did I cut out again? Okay, never mind, you heard
me. No, I heard you. That was good.
Thank God.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Cool.
Well, think yeah.
We got a podcast, huh?
Anyway, send us all that shit to hoyweave@gmail.com. Chad, where can they find you on the special medias?
Yeah, you can find me on the special medias. Oh. Speaking of.
Yes.
If our episode 10 gets 125 downloads, if 125 different people listen to it, I'm going to release a picture of myself to the internet. That has not yet been released, and that is, I think it's hilarious. I do not know how people are going to take it. I'll send it to you after this.
Yeah, please do.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Tell your friends about us so we can see this picture of your beautiful baby boy, Chad Hoy.
Yeah, and Actually, you know what? I want to show it to you right now, and you can verify.
Okay. I will verify.
And you could probably.
So yeah, tell your friends. Get
just our... because it'll be just because I'll be searching.
Yeah, get our downloads to 125, and we'll release this picture for you. But send us all your stuff that you want to. Just tell us anything. Ask us a question about Chad's hair. Send it to hoyweave@gmail.com. That's hoyweave@gmail.com. Like our good buddies over at Wax on Wax Lyrical. Go ahead and give their podcast a listen too as well. They're funny baby boys with sexy Australian accents. To them, that's not an accent, but to us it is. And so that's cool. You can find Chad Hoy on the Twitters, on the Snapchat and Instagrams at Chad Hoy. And you can find me on Twitter at LavinousCam2 and on Instagram and Snapchat at LavinousCam. And if you like vinyl, I take pictures of all the ones I buy because I'm a stupid, dumb hipster boy. And you can follow my vinyl account at LVNSVinyl. Why not?
I found it.
Yay, let me see. And you're going to release this picture to the internet? If how many views or downloads do we have on the episode right now? Hell yeah.
Wow.
Man, that felt good to me, and I didn't even burp it. Episode 10 only has 38 plays.
That's the one with Jordan, right?
Yeah, we've got a lot more to get to, baby boys.
Okay, it's coming. It's sent.
Okay. I'm about to view the picture. Please. For the love of everything good in this world, we need a win. Hold on. There's pizza. For the love of everything holy, tell your friends to download the episode. They don't even have to listen to it if they don't want to.
Let's say 100. Let's do 100.
Yeah. Guys and girls, especially girls, you need to see this picture. Chad. This looks like a parody of Twilight New Moon.
I don't even know what that is.
Mm.
Well, I kind of do.
I don't want to make any more jokes, though, because no one will get them yet. If it does get on the internet, I am taking that as a sign to make it my profile picture on Twitter for a day.
That's fine by me.
Oh boy. All right, everybody, you know what to do. You want to see this? I saved it. I own it.
I saved it.
It's your contact photo now for when you call me.
All right. Okay, end this podcast.
Thank you so much for listening to the Dad Podcast.
I'm so sad you've never seen that. I thought you definitely had.
What have I been doing with my whole life?
Oh, thank you so much for listening to the Dad Podcast.
Man.
If you want happiness forever, let's get that episode 10 to 100 downloads, huh?
Yeah, give it a listen. Our good buddy Jordan Kenyon who I don't think we mentioned this entire episode until right now, is on it.
Wow.
We almost made him disappear forever.
thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, also go to our Twitter and roast me.
Oh, yeah, do that.
Might as well. It's still fair.
He deserves it.
Yeah, love you all. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.